Morning, ladies and gentlemen. As everybody in the room is aware, I've decided to make a historic change in the in this organization. I've terminated Mike Shanahan as the head coach, and I wish him very well as he goes forward. I'm sure he will end up in another organization and be as great for that organization as he's been for this organization. Mike's coached for me for 21 years. Seven of those as an assistant, 14 of those as a head coach. We participated in five Super Bowls, and under Mike's leadership, we won two. So obviously, he has Hall of Fame credentials, and I hope that I can replace him with somebody that can be on the same level that Mike was. That's obviously going to be very hard to do. I decided to make this change for a number of reasons. I will take questions on that particular topic, but I will say this. I think it was time for the organization to move on and for Mike to move on. And I have no regrets in making that decision. I have a great deal of respect for Mike, obviously, and would support him as much as I can in anything that he wants to do in the future. So having said that, I'm sure some of you would like to direct some of your questions at me, and I'll be glad to answer.
What was the specific moment that you knew you had to make this change?
I've been thinking about it for a while. Obviously, this season didn't go as well as I'd hoped it would go. And I'm not laying the blame on the coach for that. We just didn't get it done. We were not the team that we should have been. But that's not the primary reason that I'm here today. It was one of the reasons that I guess I decided to make the change at this point in time.
What were your top reasons and maybe the ultimate deciding factor that you made this decision?
I think that at this point in time, after 14 years as a head coach, it was time for us to go in a different direction. And I think that Mike still wants to coach, and I think he'll probably be more comfortable coaching in a different organization. And, you know, I think it's a good decision for both of us. I don't think it had anything to do with either. I think it was just time. It was the time to do this. And unfortunately, I've never been a believer that there's a coach for life. And, you know, I've had to fire other coaches here. And this is the third one. And they've gone on to successful careers with other organizations, and that's just part of our business.
Had the Broncos made the playoffs, would your decision have been the same?
I don't want to speculate about that. We didn't make the playoffs, and I don't know whether my decision would have been the same or not.
Had you asked Mike to make any changes to his staff before your decision?
Excuse me? No, I did not. I mean, I've always let Mike pick his own staff, his own coaches. I think he's done a great job in that area. And I don't think that I am qualified to start evaluating whether a defensive coordinator or a quarterback coach is the right guy. That's not my job. That's the coach's job, and I think he did a good job.
What changed in your relationship with Mike in the last year?
Nothing changed. You know, Mike and I have always had a close relationship. Obviously, it's going to be a little strained at this point, but I think as we go down the road, we'll continue to respect and appreciate each other, and I think we'll continue to be friends.
Why did the working relationship no longer work for
you? Pardon me?
Why did the working relationship no longer work for you?
I just felt that it was time for a change. I think 21 years with one organization or 14 years as a head coach is about long enough, you know, and I think we want to go in a different direction.
Were there any conditions that could have kept Mike here, and did you talk to him about
those? No, I don't think that there were conditions that would have kept Mike here. I think I made this decision on my own, and I feel that it was time for us to go in a different direction. And so it wasn't if you do this or if you do that or if you do something else. Mike was doing a good job, but you know, he had spent a lot of time here, and I want to move on.
Is this more a move to get a balance of power back into the organization rather than just having one man be the face of the Broncos?
I don't know what you mean by a balance of power. I felt that Mike was doing both those jobs, and he was doing them well. I don't anticipate that the next coach will have both jobs, but ultimately it ends up on my desk. I'm here every day. I make the decisions after consultation with those people, and that's going to continue. So, you know, I run the show. I haven't thought about it.
Hey, Pat, had you and Mike talked about this possibility before yesterday, or was yesterday the first time it ever came up?
Yesterday was the first time it ever came up.
How did the conversation go?
It went very well. I mean, as well as a conversation of that nature could go. I don't think that there was any animosity at all when Mike and I talked about it. I think he was shocked. I think he was surprised. But I didn't feel that that there was a lot of negative vibes in that room. I think he knows how I feel about him, and I think he feels the same way about me, and I think he understands why I made the decision. One at a time, please. No, you know, we obviously didn't have a good season, but this is not because of one loss or because of one season. This is because I think it's time to make a change.
Now, what would you say to the Broncos fans?
Here's what I would say. We're going to try to get a great coach to come in here. I think we've got great personnel staff that are upstairs are doing a terrific job. I think this job in Denver is a very attractive one, and I think we'll get a great coach.
Have you started the search, Pat? Have you contacted anybody about this job yet?
No.
Pat, in the past, you've been quoted numerous times as saying Mike could coach here for as long as he wanted. Do you have any regrets about that?
About what?
About having said that?
Yeah, well, I've said that. I don't have any regrets about saying it, but you know, I guess nothing's forever.
Do you have a timetable for your next hire?
Yeah, I would like to have it done as soon as I can.
You said that it was time. Has this been a period of weeks, months, days that you've thought about this?
I'm not sure I can follow the question.
Well, you said that it's not something that came up spur of the moment. So has it been weeks or months? Or how long has this been something you've been pondering?
I don't think it's been a long time since I've been pondering it. I mean, at some point in time, you reach a decision in your own mind, and I haven't been thinking about this throughout the season. Well, I'm going to keep Mike. I'm going to fire Mike. That has not been the process. I think that as we got through the last game, and I look back at the season, and look back at our relationship, and look back at a lot of things that I thought it was time to move on. And I have no doubts in my mind that Mike will go out and get another job with another organization and be very successful. But I felt that probably if we stand back and look at it a month or two from now, he's going to agree that that was a good decision. You know, I think Mike did a great job. I don't think he had too much on his plate. I wouldn't propose that the next coach have that much responsibility because I'm not sure that he would be able to handle it. But I think Mike could handle that job, both those jobs.
What was the most difficult part about making the decision?
I guess the emotion, the friendship, you know, when you're with somebody with 21 years and you got to let them go, it's a tough decision.
What were yesterday like? Were you dreading it all day having that meeting with Mike?
Well, I don't know if that's an appropriate question. I don't think I'm dreading it. I know I have to make some decisions in this organization that I don't like. And that was probably at the top of the list. But those are decisions you have to make when you run an organization.
You said you have a contract amendment. You have a short list of preferences for coaches. And if you want that to be more offensive minded or defensive minded?
You know, I haven't thought about it. I haven't given any consideration whatsoever to who's going to be the next head coach or That process has not started.
Do you hope to have a role for John Elway?
John Elway's got lots of things to do, and he's got a business life of his own, and he's a very busy man. He and I are involved in the crush, and so I haven't talked to John. I don't have any idea if he has any interest, but I do know that he's very busy doing a lot of other things. How close do I think this is to a Super Bowl team? Well, we're not in the playoffs, so we're a long way away. But that could change in a hurry.
We can see that you're getting emotional. Is this the most difficult thing you've had to do?
Probably. In 25 years, this is probably as tough as it gets. You know, I can't explain that to you guys. I'm an owner. I that's what I do. I'm here every day. That's my job. And so I have to operate on my instincts. And so it's very hard for me to explain to anybody in this room why my instincts are the way they are. They're just my instincts. And I may end up regretting this decision, but right now I'm very comfortable with the decision that we've got to go in a different direction. I'm also comfortable with the idea that Mike will get another job in another organization and do well, if not great, at it.
Pat, how much does his contract bind you, or does it, if he's not getting another job, as far as hiring another coach?
Well, that's my business.
What are some of the changes you're hoping the next coach or general manager will bring to this organization?
Excuse me? What am I hoping for?
Yeah, what sort of specific?
I want somebody to come in here and win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
That's my number one goal. You know, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm here for.
How do you hope that they will accomplish that?
Well, by good coaching, good players, good personnel, all the rest of the stuff. I mean, that's what our goal is every year. And so I hope I can pick the right coach and our personnel people can pick the right players, and we can go on and win the next Super Bowl. I don't anticipate that we'll be keeping any members of the coaching staff. Nothing will change in the personnel department.
Mr. Bowen, have you talked to any of the players, and if you have, what was their reaction?
I've talked to Jay Cutler, and Jay understood the conversation. I talked to him this morning, and I didn't get any negative feedback. I think he understands enough about the business of football, the game of football, to know that there's going to be coaching changes, there's going to be changes in organizations. And I didn't sense that Jay had any negative feelings about it. I'm sure he's very interested in who's going to be the next head coach. And obviously he is he's the man around here now, so I will be talking with Jay.
Pat, what's the process that you go through
now? One at a time. Jim Goodman has his job, and he will have his job.
But will you be looking for a new general manager or vice president of football operations?
I haven't got to that point yet.
So, Pat, what's the process that you go through? Is it you by yourself who's going to pick the next head coach, or do you have a committee of people you work with?
I don't think that I would consider myself smart enough to do it all by myself. I think there's a lot of talent in this building that can help me out. And I will rely on the advice of certain people in this building that I have respect for. And we will hopefully get the great new head coach. This is, by the way, this job here, and I don't say this in any braggadocious fashion at all, but this is a very highly thought of job. And I expect that we'll get a very good head coach.
Do you consider a college coach? Do you want a pro coach?
I'll consider the whole panacea of coaches.
In terms of the business, in terms of the business of football, what is winning worth?
Pardon me?
In terms of the business of football, what is winning worth?
As far as the business of football, winning is everything. It doesn't matter what it's worth. I mean, if you're worried about what it's worth, get in some other business.
Pat, what was the most disappointing moment for you personally this season?
Pardon me?
What was the most disappointing moment for you personally this season?
Probably being here today. I mean, I had a great relationship with Mike. We were together for 21 years, and this is a very difficult day for me.
How much direct involvement do you have in selecting the coach? Are you going to set the front offices in place? How much are you going to put in their hands to find the proper coach?
I'll depend on my staff a great deal here, but ultimately I'll make the decision. Mike and I think we'll have a relationship for life. I mean, you don't do the things that we've done together and then just sort of move on and forget about it. That's not the way this business works. So, I know Mike's very disappointed. I know I'm disappointed that I had to make this decision, but Mike will go on, and he'll be very successful, and I'll be happy for him as long as he's not beating us. And I think the relationship will be as we go forward very strong.
Pat, how did Mike accept the news, and did he try and convince you that he wanted to stay?
No, Mike and I understand each other. And it wasn't a conversation that you would, it wasn't a confrontational conversation. It was none of those things. It just said, it was a conversation where I said, I've got to move on. And it was fully understood and left at that.
Two more questions, Mr. Bowman.
He landed a job.
Pardon me?
How would you react if he landed a job inside the division?
Well, I wouldn't be too happy if he went to Kansas City. But, you know, that's... Mike will have a lot of opportunities. I mean, to go to different teams, at least ones that are looking for coaches. And, you know, if I'm consulted by an owner from that team, I'll give him the highest marks I can. I want him to be a 10 in every area.
Now, so say you're going to make the decision about a head coach, does that preclude the possibility of your hiring the general manager and letting the general manager hire a coach?
I haven't even thought about hiring a general manager.
So your focus would be on a coach?
My focus would be on a coach. Woody, I didn't hear the start of your remarks.
You said as you lay your head on the pillow last night, you passed the Mike Shanahan conversation. You were not thinking about who the next coach is. What are you thinking about?
Well, I'm thinking about this press conference this morning and all these tough questions that I'm going to get, especially from you, Woody. But, you know, this is a process that starts today. You know, it didn't start yesterday. You know, yesterday was the day I had to terminate my head coach, and it was a very difficult day. Now, today we start the process of selecting a new head coach. And I'm not sure how long that'll take, and I don't even know who the candidates are at this particular point in time. But we will get a good head coach. Hell no.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you very much, okay. Pat.